We are learning Masechta Kedushin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We are starting on top of the Amud, on top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Loi Shanu, this halacha, we said in the Mishnah, that one Isha with two men is not Yichud. And the Gemara said before, it's Dafka of Derek Sheirim, not Prutzim. It means two men who are Ksheirim, one Isha with two Ksheirim is not Yichud. Because it's two men. But that is only in the ear. Aval b'derech, if they're on a trip, and there's two men and one lady on a trip, that's a problem. That is yichud. Why? Because maybe one of those two men will have to go to the bathroom, and they'll be left with yichud, the isha and the man. So therefore, we always have to have a third person. Lo yishon el v'ir. Aval b'derech, at yush, lo yishon, until there's three men. Shem yitztarach echavem lahashtin, or the Rashi's gear says l'nekavav. V'nimtze echad, Misyache de Me'erva. And turns out, one will be Misyache Me'erva. Therefore, we need three. Zog de Gemara, name of Mesayayle. Let's bring a raya from this Mishnah in Mesech the Soita that we started with yesterday, trying to bring a raya legabe Ksheirim. We're trying to bring a raya legabe three now. Name Mesayayle. Moishim loy shnei tami dechom. When the Soita is going up with her husband to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, to drink the Mei Soita, he's sending along two tami dechom. Why? In order to see, to make sure that they're not barring each other, because then it's a problem, they won't be able to drink the water. So it's mashma. You see, mashma, you need three. Why do you two Talmid Chacham? Send one Talmid Chacham. Send one person along to make sure that there's no yichud. Why do you need two? Teretz is, because maybe one of them will need linakavav, have to go to the bathroom, and they'll be left one-on-one. So therefore, you see, it's a raya that in Derech you need a two to meet the chavim, you need extra person, altogether three. So, no, because they're the husband's usher to him, so there's an isser yichud there between them two, so there's still an isser, because the usher with each other. So the Gemara, it's not a raya. Hosom ki heich aid and have a law sadi. The reason why you need two aidim, to meet the chum is, you should have two aidim on the maisa. But it's a moment being off al zichud. You need two, then you should have aidim. So the Gemara, a story. Rav Yehuda, have a ka'ozi borcha. Rav and Yehuda were on the way. Have a ka'ozi, he is to come out. There was a lady walking with them, in front of them. So now they're at Derech, they're in the deserted place, it's Shal Yichud. We should know, Yichud is not Afka in a house. Yichud could be in a park also. As long as there's only three people around, or two people around, that's Yichud. So here we had Rav and Rav Yehuda, two men, together with one lady, and Shal of Yichud. Amalei Rav and Rav Yehuda, Dal Karech Mekam Gehenim. He says, let's get out of here, it's Shal of Yichud. Let's pick up your feet from Gehenim. Amalei, what do you mean, Rav? You're the one who said, "V'manu dama b'ksherim shapadami." You said by ksherim, and Julia our Mishnah, it says one isha with two men is not yichud. Here's two men, one isha, so it shouldn't be yichud. And you said by ksherim, it's fine. And we're ksherim. Amalei mi yemar the b'ksherim going anova at. Do you think it means ksherim like me and you? So it's elok going my. Who's it like? Going Rav Chanina about Papi v'chaverov. We had at the end of the first parak stories of Amaroyim. Who mamish moisin nefesh not to be mezana? Those stories there with the himatunis and different stories. Those people are ksherim, but me and you are not ksherim, and therefore it is a problem of yichud. One lady with two men, like us. That's what Rav wanted to taina. Now, just 2 points. First of all, l'chayra here, even if they would be ksherim, l'chayra would be a problem. Why they would be derech? But derech, we just finished saying by derech. You need three. So the Rashi says there was another person here. There's another person here also, a third man. And Radal answers, they were talking about it was a derech tzara, it was a short trip. And a short trip, you don't have to worry, once the guys have to go to the bathroom. It was a short trip. It wasn't very far from the nearest city. But in either case, what is saying in this Gemara? That Rav and Rav Yehuda were not called ksheirim enough. So what's a lach l'maisa? Could a one lady be miyach with two men? If Rav and Rav Yehuda weren't ksheirim, we're not ksheirim. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Evan Ezra, Sigmund Chav Beis, which talks about Yichud, so there it says, it's about the Rambam Shita, and Mechava passed like that, V'siachet isha achas, Philim and Oshim Harbe. That means, according to the Mechava, and that's as far as we have to go, that one isha cannot be miyach with two men. Philim and Oshim Harbe, because we don't have any ksherim these days, like a chenir of a puppy. The Ramah says, Yev yesh oimrim, the isha achas, misiachetes im shnei anoshim ksherim im hu be'ir. V'stam anoshim ksherim heim. Stam anoshim ksherim, as the Ramah says. So we go like the Ramah, and if it's two men who are ksherim, so then it's kosher. But it has to be ksherim. There are people who are prutzim these days, both Jews and non-Jews alike. Non-Jews are always considered prutzim, and there are some Jews who are prutzim. So then it's taka problem. There is yichud, even with two men. If it's one lady with two men, it is a problem of yichud if they are prutzim. Zogtim aravaita. Amar Rav, Malkin al Yichud ve'ein Oisrim al Yichud. The halacha is, Rav says, that you give Malkus Mardus on someone who's over Yichud. Like we spoke about yesterday, Yichud is an Isser even if no Isser happens, if no Zunus happens. Just being Meyachar alone is an Isser. So here, if someone does this, it gets Malkus Mardus. It's an Isser Daraisa, but it's not a lab. It's an Isser Daraisa that comes from a Drasha. But still you get Malkus Mardus. That's what Rav says. But if someone's over Yichud, let's say Isha, we don't say that now she's also her husband because of the Yichud. That we don't say already. If there's no Znus happening. But there is Malkus on the Yichud. Amar Ravashi, lo yamara on el b'yichud pnuya. The only time you give Malkus on someone who's had Yichud is only with a pnuya. Now, Yichud Eish Tish, if it was Yichud Eish Tish, you don't give Malkus. Why? Shloite moitzi laz abanel. If you give the person Malkus, people are going to think that you assume that something happened. And now they're going to say that this Eish Tish was Mazana. And they say, oh, maybe the children are not her children, maybe they're Mamzerim. So therefore, we don't give Malkus because Malkus has a coil and people know about it. And therefore, we don't want to make Laz Abanel. Mazutra Malki Amachus. Mazutra used to give Malkus and then announce that it's for the Yichud and not for Znus. Omer Nachman Parat Ravashi. So Mar Nami Lukiv Lichus. So Rav Nachman told Rav Ashi, why do you say that not to do Malkus? Why do you do Malkus and make an announcement? Because some people might see the Malkus, hear about the Malkus, and not actually hear about the excuse for the Malkus. And therefore, we don't want to do that. Omar Rav, Malkin Aloy Toiva Hashmua. The Rav says they give Malkus on someone who has rumors about him, not good rumors, rumors of Znos, we give him Malkus. Shneimar says a pasuk by Eli, Al Bonai ki loy toiva hashmua. Al Bonai is lashon lav. He sees a lav for someone who loy toiva hashmua happens about them. Mar zutra moisiv la afsira akaspe umakri la albane. Mar zutra used to have a whip and used to whip someone and to say that the reason is because a loy toiva hashmua. Loy toiva hashmua means someone who there's a curl on him that he did averis osnos. So then we give him Malkus for listening to pasuk of Eli. Al Bonai, it's on a loy toiva hashmua.
Eli gave us a Malkus.
No. Don't say you give Malkus. There's a lot. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Omar Rabba. Bailo be'ir ein choshesh shum yichud. If the husband is in the city, there ain't choshesh shum yichud. There's no yichud. What does mean ein choshesh shum yichud? Zok Rashi. La halkos. That there's no Malkus. So like you said before, there's Malkus Mardus on someone who's oivan yichud. Zok the Gemara fi Rashi, Omar Rabba, that there's no there's no Baal Be'ir, there's no Malkus. Of Avada, it's Osir, it sounds like, from Rashi. There's the Isser Yichud Baal Be'ir, but there's no Malkus. Omar Rav Yosef, Pesach Basuach Shusharabim, Ein Choshim Hashem Yichud. Rav Yosef says that Pesach Basuach Shusharabim, there's no Yichud, Ein Choshim Yichud. And here Rashi doesn't say anything. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri is very Medayik that the first Gemara Rashi holds that it's also Baal Be'ir, if your husband's in the city, it's also Yichud, but there's no Malkus. The next one, Pesach Pesuach, there's no Issa Yichud at all. What's the difference? Zok Rav Shach, that Enechanami, Baal Be'ir, she is scared to be Mazana. But still, she was over on Yichud. She was secluded herself with a man. That's Issa. Masha'enke Pesach Pesuach, it's not even a Yichud. The door is open, there's not even a Yichud. Now, what does a door open mean? So it's a big machloikis achroinim, the Beis Meir, Rick Veger, others. It's a machloikis if it has to be actually a jar, it has to be open, or if it's unlocked. And it's big machloikis. Alach lamayis we paskin. If it's yichud derabanan, so then you can be soymichon unlocked. But if it's yichud deraisa, the door has to be a little bit open.
What's the
rest of the rabbanon? Examples are that a goy pashtus yichud a goy is only derabanan pashtus, not deraisa. That's one example. And a one man with two ladies also pashtus derabanan, not deraisa. But one man with one lady who's also to him, which is either a married lady or a lady who's ready a nida, then it's deraisa. Example, Bidur Rabban also, if it's one man with a little kid, with the over 3-year-old girls, also the Issa Yichud. But still, there, if his door is open, that would be enough because it's only Yichud Rabban. Rav Bibi, we didn't finish with the Baal Be'er, we'll come back then, right here. Rav Bibi, Ikli Lebe Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi, no Baal Be'er is yet until we finish the Sugya. Rav Bibi, Ikli Lebe Rav Yosef. Rabbi went to Be'er Rav Yosef. Rabbi went to Rav Yosef's house. They ate the meal upstairs. Rabbi together with Rav Yosef and his wife. Rabbi was invited to Rav Yosef's house. Rav Yosef and his wife. Bust the Karach Rifta. After they ate bread, Amalahu, and they went downstairs. Rav Yosef and his wife went downstairs. Amalahu, Shkulu Dargum Matusi Bibi. Take away the steps from BV. I'm upstairs. Take away steps. I don't want to be able to come down and be Issa Yichud. Feel free to Gemara. I'm a rabba. Baal v'ein chayshim shem yichud. Here, Rav Yosef was in the house even, so he's baal v'ir. So why would chayshim yichud? And for the Gemara, Shani Rav Bibi, the Shushunisei Havoye v'gaisibay. Rav Bibi was close to her, knew her, and they were gaspa. And even baal v'ir is not helped by liba gaspa. When the man knows the woman very well, there is no heter of baal v'ir. So now this Gemara has a kasha. Rav Bibi, why take away steps away? L'chayra, it's Baal Be'er. Frank Toisvis, Rashi, you said Baal Be'er is only, you don't get Malkus. But you didn't say it's Mutter. So what kind of teretz is this? What kind of answer is this that what kind of kasha is this, rather? What kind of kasha is that, oh, Baal Be'er, we're in still Usser. That's Toisvis kasha. Look at Toisvis Baal Be'er. Look at Toisvis Baal Be'er inside. Piris Bekuntris, Ein Choshim Lhalkus, Mashmav Tech Perusha, Yeha, Isura Mi'ikah. The kasha Frank Toisvis, then came, I parak basamach Arav Yosef. The Kama school, Darga Matusi Bibi, Vama Rab Baal Be'er, and Choshim Kedusha, Mishim Yichud. My kusha, need the malchus like a surah miyika. Therefore, zok toisus nir al parish ein choshim klal mashem yichud vafilu surah leka. So toisus argues on Rashi that there's no iser at all by baal beir. So coming at baal beir only works by not leave a gaspa, but toisus argues on Rashi and says baal beir is mutas. Harry paskin shulchan aruch zok to shulchan aruch and sif ches chav beis ches isha she baal beir ein choshim lesiachet ima peish emes baal aleha veim. Hoya ze gaspov, that close going to godly ima, they grew together as a kravasa, the relatives of Mkinala Baila, then lo yisyachad im baila beer. Zok the beismul, hainu kashitas toisvis, the leka issa, vla rashi osur vein loikin, but if you rashi, it's osur, but vein loikin. It's only a heter in malchus, but avada, it is osur, that's how the beismul breaks down, that according to rashi, it's taka osur, that, akaponim, that's the machlekas rashi, we pass klai toisvis. But Lamais, there is a mokum even to be machmer. You see, there's a few Rashi is taka also. Omer Rav Kana, anoshim mechutz v'noshim mefnim. If you have here a house that is, you have a question on my Bible here, Moshe? No. Omer Rav Kana, anoshim mechutz v'noshim mefnim. If you have here a house with two rooms, an inside and outside room, it's an apartment. They're moving in over here. So the anoshim are on the outside room, and you have to go through that room to get to the inside room. V'noshim mefnim. So in such a case, ein choshim shem yichud. Why? Because, what are you worried about? Maybe one of the outside men will go into the inside room where the ladies are, and there's an issa yichud, one man with a lot of ladies, with two ladies, or three ladies maybe, if you some shittas. So here, we're worried, maybe the man will go there, and it's not a problem, because there's no yichud. There's no yichud, a man with a bunch of ladies. A lady might come out, so anoshim v'chutz, anoshim v'nim, ein choshim yichud. There's no problem of yichud. Because anoshim, you're right. Anoshim v'chutz, v'noshim v'fnim, ain't choshim shem yichud. You're right. That if a man might go in there, so we're not worried about that because we're not worried. Maybe he's going to go into the inside. That's the word. Not worried. The anoshim who are on the outside, we're not worried that because they don't have to go that way. You're right. Sorry. One man with a bunch of ladies is yichud. So here the noshim of afnim, so there's no the man doesn't go to the inside, it's not his house. The only problem is the ladies go out through a man. That's not a problem because there is no yichud by two men, at least by ksherim, like we spoke about before, but no ksherim. So anoshim v'chutz v'noshim v'fnim ain't choshim yichud. Why? Because there's no chshash yichud, because they're not going into someone else's house, and the ladies come out this way, there's no problem yichud. But anoshim v'fnim, anoshim v'chutz, choshim yichud. But if the anoshim are on the anoshim are on the inside, the anoshim are on the outside, then it's a problem because the men are go through the ladies. They're going to come to the ladies' place and they'll be yichud. And mestita tana ipcha. Mestita says the opposite. What's as far as the opposite? As far as the opposite is that bishlama in a case where the anoshim on the outside, anoshim on the inside, we are choshim yichud. Why? Because there the man can go into the inside and have yichud. But if the ladies are on the outside, we're not worried the man might go through the into the outside room because anyone can walk in on them. It's like Pesach Pesuach. So that's why that way will be mutter. So it says the opposite. Now we have two ways. We will go l'mayis l'chumra. Therefore, we'll be machmir l'chumra and both ways. I'm going to ask you, it's a good taina that we'll worry about the man being miyach with ladies on the outside room. I know the man will come out. So I saw in the sefer, I think the article wrote down, Nechbo Lekesef, he brings down that here, since they're comfortable, they're in the apartment together with other men, they worry about people from the street. But Sam, they're friends, not so worried about, and therefore we're still choshish for yichud. Zog the Gemara, and that's what we paskin. There's a problem, sir, case of Yichud. Unless it's Noshim Harbe and Noshim Harbe. Unless it's like 3-4 men and 3-4 ladies, it could be dear, it's mutter, that's called a lot of people, dear could be, it's not a problem of Yichud. That's a very complicated halacha, ayin the Shulchan Aruch. Abaya Dayer Gulfi. Abaya, when it came to a gathering of men, Rashi says, example is, a drosho or chuppah, Dayer Gulfi. He used to put these pieces, these like cheres, these little pottery, these canisters, pottery canisters in between, and therefore someone walked by from the men to the ladies, it would make a lot of noise, and people would chap. Rava daya kana, Rava put like konim, like reeds in between. Amma oven, sikva de shasha rigla, the bruise of the year is the regal, because that's when people mingle, and that's when a lot of tsaras happen, a lot of averas happen, when people come together to hear the drushes, and they talk to each other. That is the trouble. Now, Rashi says, drasha achuppah, and it was bothering me, l'chayra, don't you need a mechitza? It's a vuyah in Shulchan Aruch, and by Hilchas Oil there, that by drasha, they made a mechitza. On the other hand, you know, you go to achuppah today, there is no mechitza, so I guess not should be kasha, but in any case, it is a shtickle problem. I got saw in a certain sefer that the vada was a mechitza here, but plus the mechitza, they put these things in between. This way, if someone goes around the mechitza, you'll hear the noise. But like upon him, it could be the reason why there's no mechitza. Ramesha in the tshuva says you only need mechitza and something open to the public. That's when you need a mechitza. Something that's private, let's say a chuppah is a private thing. It's only invitation only. It could be dear you don't need a mechitza, but it's taka a good kasha. Why today they don't put a mechitza by the chuppah? It's taka a good question. I don't have an answer. But like upon him, Taisa speaks out over here on Sakva the Shasa Rigla, Zok Taisvis, at the end of the Taisa, Yeshayim Lakach Nogulis Anis Lacha Pesach Lacha Sukkos. You know, why do we have Bahab? We have Bahab because after Yontif, there was a lot of mingling, and then people do Averis, unfortunately. And that's why we have Bahab after Pesach and Sukkos. It comes from this Taisvis, this Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Hanach Shvuyusa, story. Hanach Shvuyusa, there was this Shvuyus that came to Nardoi. Askinul Be Rav Amram Chasida. Rav Amram Chasida collected the money to save these hostages, and he brought them, and it was delivered to his house. So he has a bunch of women hostages in his house. So he put them upstairs, and Ashkulu Dargam Kamayu, and he took away the steps. He didn't want to have a Shiloh of Yichud. Bahadi took a Chalfa Chadim Inayu, when one of the girls were walking by the upstairs, and there's an opening from upstairs to downstairs, Naf on the Haira be Pumay. In the opening with the whole light, she was very good looking and a big light. Shakli Rav Amram Ladarga. So Rav Amram went to get the steps. The Lev Yechon Be'asar L'midlaya. He needed 10 people to carry it, but the taiva was so strong. So Rav Amram Chasida, he slept a steps that was for 10 people. He did it himself. Dali L'chudei. Solik was not going upstairs. Kimot L'pal Gadarga. He got halfway up the steps. Ifshech. He stopped. He spread his feet and stopped. Rama Kala. He started screaming, Nur be Amram, there's a fire in Amram's house. So everyone came running for this fire. Osher Abonon. Amrulay. So they told him, hey, there's no fire here. I see you were going upstairs. You slept at steps. Kasvasinon, you embarrassed us. Amrulahu, Mutov. Because it's like embarrassing that this is the Rashiva. He's trying to be Mizana. Amrulahu, Mutov, Tichsu be Amram ba'alma adain. It's better if you get embarrassed in this world. Like Tichsu be Nila alma dasi. Not to do Avera and be embarrassed. You have to do anything to stop Avera. And it's worth it to be embarrassed and not to do Avera and be embarrassed in the next world. Ashbe the Yampik Vene. He's made a shvua that. You have a question? What are you saying? Ashbe the Yampik Vene. He made a shvua that the Yetzirah should leave him. Nafak Vene kia muda de Nura. The Yetzirah left him like a fire. That's how strong the Yetzirah was. Omle Chazi, the At Nura, you are five, not Basra. I'm just Basra. I know Adifim Lain, I still won you over. Ramey Avram Slates of Avera. Ramey used to make fun. Oh, they can't hold himself back. So the Yetzer said, look, I'll test you, see if you can pass the test. Yoyim Echad, Idmilei Satan, Ke'isisa. One day, the Satan dressed up like a woman, Bahachis Dahar, the other side of the river. Le'yavim Abra, there was no ferry going across. Naka Mitzra, he took a rope. There was, if there's no ship, there was like a B'di'eved way to get across. There was a little plank of wood that was very narrow. It was like 1 foot wide. And he had a string, he held onto a string, and he walked across. Very, very dangerous maneuver. He went and he did this. Noka Mitzra Vakava. He was going across the water. Kimata Pilgrim Mitzra, and he got halfway. Shafke. The Yetzirah left. Amay labdukam machriz berkia, machriz berkia. His arba ramei v'terasim. Not they called down shemayim. Be careful, ramei and his Torah. Shavisa domak tarti mayi. They would have made you worth 2 cents because you would have been mazana. It would have made your status much lower. But the ma'isi is chus ha'tarah helped you. That means be'etzem the taiva of znos is so strong without the siyata the shmaya that you have, you wouldn't be able to be goyver. And here you had this. Here Hashem took away siyata shmaya momentarily to show him not to make fun of the oivra avera, back upon him, and chus ha'tarah helped him have siyata shmaya. Rabbi Kiva Avim Sloitzis Boivra Avera, Yom Echad, oh, he also makes fun of Oivra Avera, Yom Echad Idmilei Sotam Kisa Vareish Dikla. The Sotam also dressed up like a Isha, and he was Vareish Dikla, he was on top of a tree. Nakdil Dikla, Vakasalik Vazel. Rabbi Kiva went to start climbing up a tree. Kimatl Paga Dikla Shafke, the Yetzar left. Oh, we laughed at Machriz Rakia, Zor Varakiva, the Rosh, she visited the Dom of the Yatame, would have made you worth 2 cents. Flimoy Avarogel, every day he used to say, I'm sticking, here's a thorn in the eye of the Satan. He used to make fun of the Satan. And he used to rate him on. He dressed up like an ani and he came to the door. He wanted to bother. He was upset at Flima, he wanted to bother him. Also, Karabava, he came knocking on the door. He said, I need food, it's Erevim Kippur. I figured if they gave him some bread. Everyone's inside. By now, I've arrived to be outside. Just give me bread like that. Ile, okay, brought him in. Kuli left to give him some bread. Everyone's sitting on a table. And I'm going to sit myself. He put him on a table because he just came in. We had a table. Everyone used to have their own table those days. So he put him on a table. Have a Yosef was sitting. All of a sudden, his body started getting full of these boils and these disgusting things. And he was doing disgusting things. So on top on base, Tiv Shapi. He says, sit nicely. He says, sit like a mensch. Why are you sitting like that? Sit like a mensch. So he said like this. He said, pour me a wine. Make me a cup of wine. He used to have meziga. He said, make me a cup of wine. He gave him a cup of wine. Achmer koft, shodabe kichai. And he spit into the cup. So Nachar Bey, so now he had enough already. So Plima screamed at him. Shokomis, he lay down and he died. Now, we'll see now, Plima got very distraught about this. He thought he killed someone. But what's the muscle of this Gemara? This is talking about Yetzirah here. This is the Yetzirah, the Satan. Zoktim HaShah, that's the derech of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah starts off saying, he's on the outside. Big deal, you just do this thing, big deal. Then all of a sudden it comes inside. Then now when he comes inside, he becomes very comfortable on your table. And then the Yetzirah also starts bossing you around. Some wanted to sell us to people don't like when they say it, but this is the fact. Some people try to sell us to a smartphone. Like a smartphone first, it's very convenient. You want the smart list and all the good zach you want. And before you know it, it's bossing you around. That's what happens. That's the Gevaldiga. I think Rabbi Haber makes the tustel to this Gemara. I think it's a Gevaldiga tustel. It's not my tustel. Balak upon him. That's the Gemara says. Come on, here the guy dies. He dies. Shamu davka amri flimoi kotel gavra. He heard in the street now that Flima killed someone. Now he's scared of the authorities. Now Flima kotel gavra. Orak v'toshen avshei beisakisei. He went and hid in the beisakisei. Also basrei. This ani like had chias amesim, and he came and he fell dead in front of him in the beisakisei. Now he doesn't know really what's going on. Nofel kamei. He saw that Flima was Mamish and Sar. Golian Afshe said, I'm really the Sultan. I'm like, my time, I'm Ritochi. And the Sultan tells Flima, why do you talk like that to me? Gir Bane Sultan. Throw thorns in the eyes of the Sultan. So he says, what should I say? Amalei, you want to mechazik yourself, say it like this. Lamer Mar Rachmano Ligabir Sultan. You should daven to Hashem. Hashem, stick thorns in the eyes of the Sultan. That's what he should have said. Like upon him, that was the story here with the Sultan who tried to get Flima back. And Mice said he should have said it in a better lashon.